Well, the gruesome prospect of mass slaughters of pigs on farms because of oversupply prompted the government to buy 12,000 carcasses during lockdown and donate them to food banks. Hundreds more papers related to the government's COVID-19 pandemic response were released today. One paper revealed Agriculture Minister Damien O'Connor asked Cabinet to approve a $5.8 million purchase of 2,000 pigs a week. Ruth Hill reports.
With independent butchers, Asian retailers and the food service sector closed in lockdown, half the country's pork market disappeared overnight. New Zealand Pork Chief Executive David Baines says the outlook was grim, both for farmers and for their animals.
It was looking pretty dire. You know, if we've got up to half of our production with no market, that's not sustainable.
As officials noted in the paper, due to the nature of intensive pig farming and rapid growth, pigs quickly outgrow their pens. Mr. Baines says many farms have weekly breeding cycles.
It's not like red meat farming with sheep and cattle, where you can just, I guess, leave them in the paddock for an extra few months and send them to the works at a later date. Most farmers have had weekly deliveries of pigs to the market.
Supermarkets upped their orders, but that didn't come close to bridging the gap. As well as the risk to animal welfare from pig pens bursting at the seams, the government was also worried about farmers taking matters into their own hands. A ham-fisted mass culling of animals by farmers who were not equipped to do so would likely attract negative media attention and a major public backlash. The government came to the rescue, buying 2,000 pigs a week for 6 weeks to cover processing and related transport costs. The meat has been distributed, post-lockdown, by the food charity Kiwi Harvest, which supplies 242 social agencies and hundreds of food banks around the country. Its general manager, Wikitoria Blandina Diamond, says food donations took a massive hit in lockdown, with manufacturers closing down and empty supermarket shelves.
Restaurants and cafes were closing down, who would otherwise have provided us with some of their food that was still good for human consumption. So during COVID, we saw a real reduction in the food that was available for us, despite the opposite happening with regards to hungry families and the social service organisations that were supporting them.
Ms Diamond says Kiwi Harvest has so far moved just under 600 metric tonnes of pork to 96 community organisations, which are very grateful to receive it.
So protein is not something that often comes available as part of the food that we're able to supply. So to be able to get a product like pork and deliver a sort of 1.5 million meals to over, you know, 530,000 people during that period that we were distributing it is just such a big benefit to the community.
David Baines from New Zealand Pork says it's been a win-win.
We think it was a great outcome in terms of moving pigs off farm, but also placing it to food banks because we appreciate that there were a lot of people who were hungry, and this provided a really great option both for our farmers and for the customers of food banks.
Mr. Baines says the industry is exploring export options for pork in future, but due to New Zealand's high animal welfare standards compared with other countries, it's hard to compete on price with foreign producers. For Checkpoint, Ruth Hill.